This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations are easing. 236 Coloradans are now hospitalized with confirmed coronavirus cases. A little more than half are unvaccinated. That's according to the State Health Department dashboard. It's down nearly 100 since mid-July. According to the latest data, 4 out of 5 Colorado cases were caused by the BA.5 variant. More than 70% of Coloradans have gotten 2 vaccine doses. Colorado's number one eviction firm is being sued. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the firm helps quickly evict tenants who are late on rent.
In August, a class action lawsuit was filed against Cheddar Sulzer PC, a law firm. The complaint argues Cheddar Sulzer included attorney fees and late fees in eviction notices. However, failure to pay either is not a legal reason to evict a renter. The lawsuit claims the practice was deceitful and violated recently passed renter protections. Cheddar plans to aggressively defend itself against the allegations and says it acted appropriately. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A local gun rights group is expanding their court battle over gun ordinances passed in the wake of the Uvalde, Texas, and King Super shooting here in Colorado. The Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association has filed multiple lawsuits against Louisville, the city of Boulder, and Boulder County over recently passed gun ordinances. The regulations were passed earlier this summer and focus on semi-automatic rifles and standard capacity magazines. The gun rights group already has a lawsuit pending against Superior. They're also considering legal action against Lafayette. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.